podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Isn't it great that kids, like, start to develop a sense of humor, Tim?
Yes.
And it's funny, Tim, before last night, never thought of the phrase, Mikey likes it, in relation to his child.
Yeah, for my kid.
Because I'm like, Mikey likes it. And Tim's like, I never thought of that.
We could do that shit all his life.
Yep.
Until he stabs me in my sleep.
Until he goes Menendez.
Exactly. He also likes, for some reason, when I talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger. That makes him laugh. I'm like, you don't even know who that is.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's a good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laugh you get
in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts
off. Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
It's our Halloween episode. This is more than likely going to be released on Halloween.
Ooh. Are we going to do something awesome?
No.
Sweet.
That is not our way.
Mediocrity!
I'm Tim, the T in mediocrity.
I'm Andy, the A in mediocrity.
I'm Noah. I'm not in mediocrity.
He's not. There's no N in mediocrity.
I'm awesome.
There's no N in awesome.
We're so mediocre, we even misspell it with an N and an A.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Shall we do the tan laughs that fell down the crevice of the lost episode? Or whatever tan laughs we happen to come across at this time?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go with that second one.
Because it's tan laughs! Tan laugh time! You send them in and we read those funny tan laughs! Tan laughs! Ow!
Because I don't remember what tan laugh I did for the last episode.
I do.
I do remember who sent me mine, but I've already filed it away.
Well,
I am going to go with... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm going to do the one I did, so, before.
Do you want to do it now, or do you want me to go?
You go. Go. You go, girl.
All right. Well, this one is sent in from Aaron, everyone's high school friend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's high school friend with Bennett. No, I'm not going to do that. I know Aaron. She's a sweet girl.
She's very sweet.
Why do I start that shit?
What were you going to say that with Benin?
What's wrong with me?
No, with benefits.
Oh, that's good. I like it. Where are my benefits, Aaron?
The cops are coming.
I paid my copay.
They're coming for your benefits.
Is that? I'm assuming that's on Noah's end?
Yeah, that was me.
Are you sure you're recording through your headset, Mike?
I am.
Okay.
It's just loud.
Noah just lives. He lives on top of the street.
Basically.
Thanks. I've been there. You don't need to tell me his business.
I don't want to hear Noah's business.
What was that? Noah's business. Cut that off. Okay, anyway, Aaron, high school friend, no benefits.
With benefits.
No benefits.
Benefits.
You get no benefits.
What's the copay?
Copay is more than you got.
Can I stay overnight?
That's a hospital joke, is it not?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
But it has sexual undertones.
Exactly. That's why I like it.
Speaking of staying overnight, I'm going to derail tan last for just a sec to mention the fact that my brother and my sister-in-law just got another kid cut out of her.
I saw.
So she's staying in the hospital overnight.
I did not see that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, congratulations to... do we use their names or no?
I don't think I have. And I'm not going to start now.
All right. Congratulations. I'm a douche.
Douchety douche douche.
All right, back to the friend without benefits. No benefits for you. Aaron, here's a joke. Three women, two younger and one senior citizen, were sitting naked in a sauna. Suddenly, there was a beeping sound. One young woman pressed her forearm, and the beeping stopped. The others looked at her questioningly. That was my pager, she said. I have a microchip under the skin of my arm. A few minutes later, a phone rang. The second young woman lifted her palm to her ear. When she finished, she explained, that was my mobile phone. I have a microchip in my hand. The older woman felt very low-tech. Not to be outdone, she decided she had to do something just as impressive. She stepped out of the sauna and went to the bathroom. She returned with a piece of toilet paper hanging from her rear end. The others raised their eyebrows and stared at her. The other woman finally said, well, you look at that. I'm getting a fax.
That's so silly.
You want to know what an idiot I am?
You started to say, we've already told that one.
Yep.
I heard you breathe in. I'm like, Andy's about to tell me we've already told this. I can tell from the way he's breathing in that nerd, I can't wait to correct you sort of way. I'm sorry, you are mistaken. That is not the thing that you are supposed to be saying.
Excuse me, sir, on October 18th at exactly 9 a.m., you were told this joke already.
Tim, you jump right down everybody's throat on here.
I didn't say I don't enjoy that myself.
Okay.
That's one of the greatest things about being a nerd is correcting people. And I'm sorry, you are misusing the word peruse. Society uses it, but I don't give a shit what society says.
I still find that Danelle finds that funny.
She's laughing at it now, in fact. So is Michael.
All right,
next.
Well, this joke...
Yeah, go ahead.
We may have done this one before, but this joke comes to us from Todd. A man goes into a Greasy Spoon restaurant and orders a bowl of chicken soup. What is this? He screams. There's a pussy hair in my soup. I'm not paying for it. And he storms out. The waitress gets very upset at this and follows him out and sees him go to the whorehouse across the street. He pays the madam and retires to a room with a lovely young blonde and goes upstairs with her. And goes down on her with gusto. Jesus Christ, I can't read. The waitress bursts in and says, you complain about a hair in your soup, and then you come over here and do this? He lifts his head, turns to her, and says, yeah, and if I find a noodle in here, I ain't paying for it either.
I don't know. I believe we have someone that said that one. Who was it from?
That was from Todd.
Oh, Todd.
Oh, my.
Shall I talk like George Takei some more, Mike?
Hello.
Zachary Quinto's gay.
He is.
That's all. It was news.
It was news like 2 weeks ago. You're behind the times, Noah.
Spock loves the cock.
Get with the times.
I mentioned it in our last episode, but it got breezed over, as so many things did.
Yeah.
What, Tim's talking? Blah, blah, blah.
Like poor Chris.
Yeah, I don't... Was he... Like, I know he said a few things, but he's so quiet and...
He said a lot more things that you can hear on the edit.
Oh, he did?
I was like, oh, shit, we are not reacting to Chris at all. So if you're wondering why it sounds like we're just dicks and ignoring Chris, because we couldn't hear him until I passed him through this audio program that boosted his audio. I was like, oh, he was saying fishing the whole time.
He's like, I'm saying comedy gold here. This is the funniest shit I've ever done in my life. And these people are just like, fucking steamrolling over it. Damn, that girl's got some like, long legs. Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey girl, can you come over here and change all my light bulbs?
No, I really like that. You really tickled it.
I expect him to go that way. It's funny.
Run out there and say, hey, I bet you could wade across the stream without getting your pussy wet.
All right.
I like change the light bulbs. That was a good one. Leave it at that. Just stop.
Hammer time.
Let me remember you as funny.
All right.
Tip, like you know, that
one. That's going to be why I die young, is so that you guys can remember me as funny.
Oh, dear.
You're not going to die young. You're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Well, I'll be old.
All right. This one's from CJ. This is so he's finding the jokes from Reddit for me now.
Excellent.
So it's a joke from CJ via Reddit. I ran into a car this morning. It was the beginning of a very bad day. The driver got out of the car and he was a dwarf. He looked at me and said, I am not happy. So I said, well, which one are you then? That's how the fight started.
No, we gotta use that one before.
Oh, Tim. Oh, how I hate you.
I hope you die in a Christmas fire. All right, yes, I know it's Tancast. I'm doing it right now.
Same thing just happened to me.
Wait, what?
Our reminders just went off from iCal on our Macs.
I forgot to turn my regular alarm off for Tancast.
Yep. I actually remembered to do mine. I just haven't synced my iPhone. Sank.
Oh, so it went off on your iPhone?
No, it went off on my computer.
It's still weird to me that tears and tears are spelled the same. That's all.
Mm-hmm. You know, Polish and Polish are the same except for the capitalization.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Every time I see someone like write tears now, I'm just like, I could be tears.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine
and
it that
read
way.
And red are spelt the same way.
That is true.
Makes no sense. It incenses me.
English, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, to every asshole who's ever said, oh, fuck you, immigrants, learn English. You know what? We need an easier fucking language.
What is tall girl waiting for?
Your cock.
Yeah.
Dangle it out the window.
Have hey her girl. Climb up it like an R-rated version of Rapunzel.
That's what I was going to say. Climb up it, girl. What's up?
I'm Jack.
I greased the pole for you.
This is my beanstalk. B-5-4-fum, lay on down and I'll make you. You know what I'm going to do for you, baby.
You just make that up or did you pull that from somewhere?
No. With apologies to Craig Shoemaker.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
The Love Master. No, I am not that clever.
You are clever.
Well, Noah's cock is so big, when he has sex, he gets thrown backwards from the recoil.
I am no Liam Neeson, sir.
You are. You're the poor man's Liam Neeson. Speaking of the poor man's, I don't know if Andy saw the blog. But I know Noah saw the costume in person. I was
good.
Han so lame.
He was wearing a mullet wig that was tucked up, and he has missing tooth. I'm like, fuck, you should have went as white trash Harrison Ford. I mean, Han Solo. let the mullet wig down, smile real big.
Oh, yeah, now I'm looking at it. You guys need some red eye adjustment.
It was late. I wanted to go to bed.
Yeah, Danelle looks like evil Leia.
Because she's tired?
Yeah. Well, and the red eye.
Well, and we were trying to get the baby situated, and everybody just flooded into the room where we're at. They're like, can we get the baby? Oh, we're taking pictures now? Great. Oh, grandma's coming in a scary mask that keeps making the baby cry? Great.
Wait, was this?
That's awesome.
Was this before? This is after
this
the party.
Way before you got there.
Oh, gotcha.
This is right after we got there.
Got and you were tired already?
Yeah, we were both pretty tired.
Okay. You know what, Tim? You actually kind of look like a mechanic or something. I don't know why. I'll fix your car for you.
Trust your car to the idiot with the mullet. That didn't rhyme at all or even make sense. And Danelle's on board for that. Danelle's feeding Michael across from me and trying not to react to my stupidness, but she can't help it.
You're just too stupid for her.
There's no helping it.
Oh, I would like to thank my co-podcasters for responding to a 11th hour request to make to record the show early.
In my case, literally 11th hour. I saw it at 11 p.m. last night.
I knew this wedding was coming. I just forgot it was this weekend. Because I was like, oh, I need to tell them that we need to record Tancast at a different time that day. And then Danelle's like, I was telling Danelle what we were going to do for our high five this week. And she's like, during the wedding? I'm like, no, because that would be silly if I planned to go opposite the wedding.
I would not do that
Tim,
at all.
Yeah, Tim, that's just a way to lose ratings.
Tim plans ahead for these things. Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
But now she knows the truth, Tim.
About cats and dogs?
No. Yep. That you didn't plan ahead.
Oh. Damn.
I know.
So, what did everybody do this week? Fun and exciting things?
Well, I'm older. Since last week.
Oh, crap. Didn't even say happy birthday to Noah.
Yeah, when I got my new iPhone, apparently I didn't do all the necessary voodoo to make my birthdays calendar come over, because I got a special calendar just for birthdays. So, yeah, it was like Wednesday night, and sat down at the Mac, and it's like, Noah's birthday. I'm like, fuck. I look at my phone. Fuck you, phone. Why you didn't tell me?
Why you didn't
and
tell
Tim
me?
And Tim hasn't even responded to the game night date either.
Oh, I haven't asked if November 11th is good for my wife. I'll respond now, Mr. Smarty Pants.
You better.
All right.
Big boy. So, yeah, Ingrid took me to go see...
Done. Responded.
Did you just say fuck you?
I said no sex. But I did send it to the whole group.
Know you so well.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, so my friend Ingrid came to the city. We hung out. We went to go see 50-50, which was good. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Seth Rogen kind of plays the same kind of, you know, man-child, dickish friend. But, you know,
so
he's good at it.
So he plays Seth Rogen.
Exactly. But yeah, I would recommend seeing it. I thought it was a very good movie. I don't know if some people have seen it in the theater, but it was heartwarming. Touching.
Touching where?
Mm. Touching my penis.
No.
Seth Rogen's... There's like a scene in 50-50 kind of reminded me of Seth Rogen's character from Knocked Up.
All right. So,
that's all.
Well, I'm glad for that.
Yeah, I went out to eat at a Louisiana restaurant.
Was it flooded?
Oh, no.
Too late?
I did have some delicious cornbread.
Ugh. Those two words do not go together in my world.
With honey butter. Delicious. Oh, and last week, I don't know if Jerry talked about it on air or after we stopped recording.
Sorry, hang on. Just before you say this, Danelle was trying to figure out what I didn't think was delicious, and so I communicated cornbread. She goes, I thought you loved that. I'm like, you fucking racist. Anyway, so what did Jerry say, not before or after?
Oh, the chicken waffles from Farmer Brown's Little Skillet. He recommended trying it. I tried it. It was delicious.
It's funny, the way I edited the two tags for the two, because there was I was explaining this to Noah last night. I think I already told Andy that that if you listen to the show, if you download the crossover from Tancast, you heard one tag at the end of the episode. If you download it from Drinking Buddies, you heard another tag. But in the first tag, Jerry tells Noah about that restaurant. In the second tag, Noah expresses his interest in that restaurant. Based on Jerry's recommendation that if you haven't heard the other one, you don't know about.
Yep.
That's it. I just thought that was funny.
It was.
But so you went and tried it,
though,
right?
That restaurant.
You went and tried it like the next day.
Monday. But yeah, not too long after. Once someone tells me about something delicious, I'm like, yep, I want to try that. I will try it sooner than later. Like, there is a place near where I live that has a burger with a and a donut.
Oh,
like they slice the donut in half.
No.
Yes.
No. Donuts are fine and burgers are fine. They don't need to come together.
No.
Agreed.
They need to be together.
They don't.
They do.
They do not.
Uh huh.
Like I like pizza and I like motor oil, but for two separate reasons. There's no reason to put them together.
Okay, but that's a little different because you both really? Need a donut and a burger.
Really, Noah? That's not analogous.
No.
Noah's about to take me. Tim, you don't eat. Tim, you don't eat motor oil. That's not shame.
Excuse me, sir. More oil goes in your car, not in your body.
I like Pepsi and I like pizza. I'm not gonna pour my Pepsi on the pizza.
I like getting a blowjob and taking a nice easy dump, but I'm not gonna get a blowjob while I'm taking a nice easy dump.
That is not that is not necessarily something that other people will share an opinion with you on. Apparently, that's a fetish.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
Everything's a fetish.
Just like burgers and donuts. That's my fetish.
I'm trying to remember what show it was. I think it was Kevin Nealon.
In fetish.
Like ahead, leans out of a car window and yells at a whore, how much for a Blumpkin? And it was on network television, and because the censors didn't know what a Blumpkin was, they got away with it.
Now, are you not supposed to talk about sexual acts at all on TV?
You can use innuendo, you just can't use words that are agreed upon to be offensive. And if they haven't agreed on Blumpkin, then, or Skeet, these words make it through.
My wife and I were watching the VH1 100 greatest videos of the aughts or OOs or whatever the fuck we're calling this last decade. And that song was on there, and I had to explain to her what Skeet, Skeet, Skeet meant.
Your wife doesn't know?
Skeet, Skeet, Skeet.
She did not know.
Oh, I would like
She's
to make
hit.
An addend comment on the Lost episode when after Andy listed Foghat as one of his best, I called him white, and someone thought I meant all his music selection is why I was calling him white. No, just that's just Foghat in particular.
Oh yeah.
All right, just wanted to straighten that out.
Yeah, I was right there with you. I knew as soon as I said Foghat, and you went, "You are so white." And that was it.
Oh, go ahead.
That was it.
I would end into my chicken and waffle story. If you go there, pour the syrup on your waffle as you eat your chicken, soaks up in there, delicious.
That seems horrible.
What?
The syrup soaking up into the waffle?
And chicken. Syrup and chicken?
No. Sorry. It just soaks up into the waffle. You pour the syrup on the waffle, you eat your chicken. While you're eating chicken, the waffle has time to soak up the syrup, and then you eat the waffle, and it's delicious.
Fair enough. You're missing my key point, which is syrup and chicken sounds awful.
Why are you putting the syrup on the chicken? He said put the syrup on the waffle while you eat your chicken.
I think he's saying maybe the flavor is so close together.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought that you were eating, like the way that you were talking about all of this, I thought that you were eating the bite of waffle with chicken, like waffle chicken sandwich.
Oh, but no, I did have a waffle chicken sandwich though, and that was delicious.
Wait, same
no,
trip?
No, different place.
Okay.
There is a place that opens up. I thought I had talked about this, but maybe I didn't. There is a
you
place
did,
that opens
did.
Up late night. Okay. Yeah. So they have waffle. They have fried chicken between the two waffles wrapped in bacon. In the waffle there is syrup, and it's delicious.
Hmm.
It sounds it. Don't you dip your bacon in syrup, Andy?
Well, like sausage. I'll let my sausage get into syrup.
I bet you will.
Don't you dip your life in syrup, Andy?
I dip my balls in syrup, then I feed them to your mama.
Don't you dip everything in bacon?
I dip your face in bacon, then I lick it slow like
Sweet.
You like.
Just like I like.
Like you like. So where were we going with all this?
Disneyland? Oh, how everybody's week was. Andy,
nice.
I haven't heard much about your week. Have you unveiled your costume to the world yet in any form? Or
I have not. My company decided to do their costume contest on the 21st, and there's something that seems horribly wrong to me about dressing up for Halloween 10 days early. So then I asked around and said, okay, so that was like the costume contest and everything, and they did it as like a fundraiser, but do people just like wear costumes to work on Halloween? And I asked somebody who's been there for like over a decade, like, no, I've never seen anyone dress up for Halloween here. Like, wow, what a soulless, horrible place I work at. Like I hate this place a little more now. Thank you.
Oh,
I didn't say that out loud.
You should have. You'd be like, fuck you guys. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you. You're cool.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm out.
Tim, tell us a little bit about your week, buddy.
Oh, well, I started a new job this week.
Yay.
Yay.
Hooray.
I, in fact, started on Noah's birthday. Thanks for that birthday present, Noah. Started a new job this week. It is a very cool... It's a temp job for the holidays, but there's like a, I think there's a chance I might get hired on permanently, but it's not like, listen, buddy, come with us and you'll stick with us forever.
Listen, buddy, you'll be here for maybe a few months, maybe longer. We don't know.
But I have to say, I enjoy what I do and I enjoy the atmosphere much more than my last temp job.
Very good.
That's good. Actually, that's funny. I had not actually asked you about your new job.
What words just happened?
I don't know.
I had not asked you about your new job.
Ah.
See, it proves my point about English. It's all the three fuckers on this podcast have been talking their entire life, and we can't handle it. Well,
I don't know if we should be your benchmark.
Yeah, we are not the high water mark of English.
Yeah, this is true.
But so
what are you talking about, man? I speak American.
So like, well, we got a TV in here, and we can stream Netflix. So if you can think of anything that's streaming on Netflix, you can suggest it, and maybe one of the supervisors will put it in. I did suggest Star Trek: The Next Generation. Nobody went with it. That's okay though.
That's sad.
They did last year.
Wait, they have... You say they had a Netflix account there?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All right.
You should tell them to put on just like some random Korean movie. Because they haven't added a ton of that to Netflix recently.
All right. So we did end up watching The Cosby Show for a whole day. I was like, this is a fucking nice place to work.
Nice.
My last job, like, it was very regimented. It's like, all right, you will sit there and you will work and you will not get up from your seat until this time. This is your break. You must get up at this time and you must be back at this time. And then you will get back in your seat and you will not fucking talk or work or be. I mean, yes, you will work, but you will not do anything else and you will not be happy. And then this time
you will not enjoy life.
This time is your lunch. You have this much time for your lunch. If you deviate by even a minute, you will be docked 15 minutes of pay and blah, blah. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but there are repercussions for even being a minute late. Even less than a minute, 30 seconds late. And they would call you out on it, like, on the floor. Even before you were late. Like, you only have 60 seconds. I don't know what you're doing, taking so long. Bill, who's late? And, like, as you're walking across the floor, like, Jesus Christ, relax.
Wow, you never told me about
Jesus
that shit.
Jesus Christ. Man, if I was doing that shit, well, first of all, I'd be late every day. Because it's me. But, man, oh, like, if I'm walking across, long. Somebody's like, you only got 60 seconds. Like, oh, well, I'll slow down then.
Andy, some of us like to keep our jobs. I don't know if you know that.
That's not Andy's way.
What are you talking about? Jobs are plentiful. I'll always find another one.
But this place, they're like, okay, so you have, first of all, you know how you have two, like, breaks and then one lunch break? Like, the two breaks are longer. You don't have to, they're not set at any time. You don't have to tell anybody when you go. You just walk away.
Oh, like an adult?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, at least, my supervisor's like, take at least a half hour for lunch. Not take exactly a half hour, take at least a half hour for lunch.
Wow.
I like it. And she's like, but, you know, don't go crazy. I'm like, well, yeah, because, you know, the longer you take for lunch, the less you're getting paid. So.
Fuck, I just took an 8-hour lunch. I'm back.
I will say, though, one of the things I decided to do was there's a round table not far from where I work. It's by Santa Clara University, and they have the lunchtime buffet. Fuck that round table.
Alrighty.
Their root beer wouldn't work, or the root beer had no syrup, so I told them about it. They fixed it by making it explode. Like, it's like you press it, it's like, and like your cup is just filled with foam. I'm like, perfect.
Maybe that's just after they change it that it does that.
I was like, oh wait, let me try it again. Nope. And then I told the guy again, and he's like, okay, and he fixed it, and then it worked again. But still, all of that process took forever, and I only, you know, I didn't want to be there forever for lunch.
Oh,
what?
Tim, cut him some slack.
I don't think you're setting a very high bar for fuck that place, Tim.
Okay, it's not like it was crowded at lunch. I went there early. I was the only one there, and there was tons of people behind the counter who could have been dealing with this for me, and me and like one other person in the restaurant.
Ah. Well, then fuck that place.
And I'm not done. I was like, is there going to be some pepperoni pizza out in this pizza buffet? They're like, I think so. I'm like, really? You didn't think people might want pepperoni? Like, I don't know if people want that crazy specialty pepperoni pizza. You know, only so few people enjoy pepperoni pizza. But we have our, you know, hot-selling goat cheese bananas fucking smegma pizza over there that you might want to take a bite out of. I'm like,
wait. Goat cheese bananas and smegma?
I love it. Here's what I hear. It's about Tim. Me. What I like. Me.
Are you telling me pepperoni pizza is not the most popular pizza?
If they're going to make three pizzas, one needs to be cheese, one should be a combo, whatever the hell you call that.
Pepperoni's so boring.
And pepperoni.
Those I don't are care if it's boring. It's popular.
In my entire experience of watching people order pizzas, those are the standards. It's cheese, combo, and pepperoni.
Pepperoni is by far the most popular pizza that people order.
There's even pepperoni on the combo.
You got facts. You got figures.
I do. And they raised their price. I was like, you know what? That is a trifecta of fuck you. Mountain Mike's kept the same price all these years, and it includes a drink. I'm going to wipe my balls on your desktop on the way out here. Desktop. Tabletop. Whatever. Balls for you.
Ah, man. The Mountain Mike's that was over by the Tan House for a very limited amount of time had pesto sauce.
Oh.
And when I found out, they're like, yeah, well, you know, like, we're testing out a new supplier and they were giving us a bunch of different sauces, so, like, we don't think we're going to go with them. I'm like, oh, so you, like, literally have this sauce for this week? They're like, yep. I'm like, all right, then I will make, shit, I put pesto spinach chicken, Italian sausage, and roasted garlic together, and it was delicious.
So, I don't know how reliable this site is. I googled most popular pizza toppings, and this is from blindloop.com. So they have, you know, some, you know, pepperoni, Italian sausage, ham and Canadian bacon, ground beef. The last one is not one that I don't think I've ever seen. Chicken and seafood.
Together?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, like, wait, not, maybe...
I was like, is it like chicken and seafood and are tied seafood. For number five?
Maybe. Wow. Chicken and seafood also make it into the list. Usually it comes pre-cooked and pre-seasoned in different flavors, such as Italian...
In certain European countries, such okay, as Germany, so, canned tuna is the number one pizza topping.
So I think you're Tim's right. I think they're tied. Like, I think they're saying chicken and seafood. Okay, that makes more sense. Because I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I'm sure it's out there, but I've never, like, said, oh, look, the chicken and seafood pizza.
I need the shrimp and chicken pizza. Anyway, all that to say, I enjoy my new job. Although a lot of, I find what I'm doing interesting. I don't know if I want to say the name of the company. I might as I go further on. But I enjoy what I'm doing because it involves basically graphic design and copyright laws. I'm like, these are two things I enjoy learning more about as I go.
Very nice.
And also, their vending machine has Skittles and Mug Root Beer.
Ooh. Well, ooh to the Skittles.
It was so easy to please.
And the Skittles are below price, are less than if you bought them at Safeway.
Oh, so they're like, they're subsidized.
Sure.
You got subsidized Skittles?
Subsidized Skittles. I'm living off the government Skittle teat.
Mm-hmm. Taste the rainbow, motherfucker.
Skittle teat. Did we lose Noah?
No. I was just typing something.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I answered and typed at the same time.
It's very cool. It's like, yes, and it popped up on my screen. I'm like, oh shit, my Mac's amazing.
Tim got Siri implanted into his balls.
I went crazy on my birthday, bought myself some new RAM. Oh shit! Oh. Only rocking 8 gigabytes, yo.
You were crazy, nigga.
Man, RAM is getting cheap, but man, like if you go to Apple's actual store and price out their upgrades for RAM, like the difference between 4 gig and 8 gig is like $200.
Yeah, 55.
Yeah,
but what's even crazier is like if you want to get twice as much RAM, it goes from $55 to $600.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, those 8 gig sticks, they's expensive.
Yeah, just because they're not popular.
Yeah.
I got a gig stick for
in
you.
In another couple of years, though, cheap. Those will be $55.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we were talking about, holy shit, have you priced 32 gig sticks? Yeah, because I remember when I was buying RAM back in the 90s, and I was like, man, I got 8 megabytes of RAM, and it was only $200. Like a week ago, that was $800.
I remember when, like, a gigabyte hard drive used to come in this huge box. Like,
yeah.
And now, like, you fucking carry around gigabytes in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing but a thing.
Yeah,
ain't
like
nothing
a
but chicken wing.
Like a 1 gig USB thumb drive is basically like a gimme. Like, people just give that shit away.
Yeah.
Like, here, buy some milk and get a thumb drive.
Suck my dick, get a thumb drive.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
That's not ideal?
No. I thought you sucked my thumb and get a dick drive.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but I feel somehow it plugs into FireWire.
I got some FireWire for you, big boy.
I call it my cock.
I call it my penis.
Just when I thought he was about to get clever.
Nope.
He said, no, fuck you, Tim.
I was telling Noah that I have a can't remember what the hell this thing is called. It's like it's kind of like a snake for snaking out your drains, but it's for pulling cable like through walls and like through floorboards and whatever. And Noah goes, "Yeah, I got one of those. I call it my penis." It's like, "Dude, you pull cable with your dong?"
Kudos. I do.
He pulls a good. It's
the best cable ever pulled in my life.
I think the moral of that story is that if there's a hole, Noah will stick his penis into it.
So true. Cocktail?
we're going to go see Puss in Boots tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Why would you?
Going to go see if I can keep the kid in glasses. Hey, it's actually getting decent reviews, which is the only reason I agreed to go.
Don't care.
All right.
Not that I don't care you're going. I don't care if it's getting decent reviews. It still sucks.
Fair enough.
Do you think it'll be good? Do you think you'll enjoy it, Andy?
Based on the last two Shrek movies, I was pretty sure that I was going to want to rip my eyeballs out of my skull if I was subjected to this thing. But, here, I just pulled it up on Rotten Tomatoes. The consensus, according to Rotten Tomatoes, isn't deep or groundbreaking, but what it lacks in profundity, Puss in Boots more than makes up for with an abundance of wit, visual sparkle, and effervescent charm. Love that.
What's profundity?
Profundity.
Being profound.
Being profound.
Okay. I'll admit it when I don't know fucking words.
No, that's fine. That's the only way to learn new words.
I'll probably forget that word and never use it again. Although, I'm sure like if someone ever said it again, I think in the back of my brain would go, I've heard this before. Mm-hmm. Let me think about it.
And that researcher guy would be running, thumbing through a bunch of books.
Don't get it confused with perfidity, which is very different.
Is that a word you just made up?
No.
Word you just made up? Word you just made up.
Crazy make 'em up
means lying.
Or your deception. Mama means lying.
Being deceptive.
Your mom lies on my balls.
Well, since this is our Halloween show and we haven't yet talked about anything scary, should we move on to our high five?
I'm scared. So. I'm of you.
Well, that's the same as every week, though.
I'm scared of going back to work on Monday. So I'll just be dressed all normal, looking around, realizing I could be Jamie Heineman, but no, I got to be fucking Andy again.
There was talk about people wearing costumes, but I didn't hear how it ended up. Like, are people going to wear costumes? Are they not? So I'm going to wear my Star Trek uniform and black pants, but I'm just going to wear a sweatshirt over it so that if people have a costume, I will take off the sweatshirt. If they don't, I will just be hot all day.
You could bring a change of clothes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I will be hot till my first break.
Yeah, my wife pointed out, like, really the only difference between what I was going to wear as Jamie Heineman and what I probably would wear to work anyways would be putting the beret on, yeah. Well, and spending the time to get the mustache and goatee right.
So are you not going to any parties? This was just for work?
Yeah, this is just for work and for, taking my kid around.
Oh, well, okay, that counts.
Oh, so you're going to go the trick-or-treating on the Monday?
What fucking accent was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was like Indian, Jamaican, and Swedish chef all just, like, ran into each other and had a conversation.
Hey, man, you got to go a chicken cheating on the Monday?
Bork, bork.
Bork, bork. Anyway, so you're going to take your kid trick-or-treating on Monday?
Yes.
Always seems odd when Halloween's on a weekday.
Yeah.
Did you say what your kid is dressed up as?
Me?
Yes.
No. He's going to be Superman.
Nice. Tim Babb approves.
I figured you would.
Tim Babb approves of this message.
Now, yeah. Who chose that, him or you?
Oh, he's owned that Superman costume for quite some time. My wife chose it.
Is he into Superman? Does he care?
He loves dressing up as Superman and wearing his little cape around the house.
Excellent.
Okay.
Me and your kid are going to get along just fine.
Mm-hmm. I think he was a lion last year.
So anyway, I was trying to steer this towards the high five so that we could get to the end of the episode in a reasonable time so I can go to the fucking wedding that I need to go to. So I'm steering it back there.
Fuck
time
you, Tim.
For the high five.
Man, I'm hungry. What should I eat today, guys?
You should eat my dick and then shut the fuck up.
I'll tell you what you shouldn't eat. Don't eat a bunch of Italian food last night with cheese that gets you all bound up, and then follow that with a nice high-fiber breakfast.
I hate you, Andy.
Tell me more detail about what happened.
You will spend a half an hour of your life on the pot cursing the day you were born.
I like how Andy goes with it.
You have a blog, dude. You can handle this shit. Let's get to the fucking high five.
High five.
High five. All right, should I start it off? Well, I guess I should explain what it is.
Yeah.
Since it's my week to do it.
Like, we just start listing things. I wonder what these are.
Yep. Figure it out. All right, so in honor of Halloween, I was going to do high five movies that scared the shit out of me. Then I decided that maybe monster movies would be a little bit better. I ran it past both of my co-hosts, and I ran it by Noah, and Noah said monster movies, and that made it two, and that was enough for me, so I just dictated to Tim. All right, glad you listened to that whole story.
In fairness, I responded that I loved the idea.
Yes, you did, and I was pleased to see that. So we're going to do high five monster movies.
Now, how did you define monster movies?
Monster movies.
Oh, that doesn't clear it up at all. Thank you for repeating
exactly.
The thing you said.
No, I intentionally didn't define it.
I will kill you stand.
So because I didn't want to like limit us to, you know, giant monster movies. I didn't want it to be, you know, like scary monster movies. Just monster movies. That's it. So it can be it can be a monster movie parody. If there's a monster in it, if you can justify that it's a monster movie, go ahead and list it.
I guess my question was like, at what point does it stop being a monster and start being just some other supernatural creature? Like for instance, and I hope this doesn't burn anybody's list, does Freddy Krueger count as a monster?
I would say Freddy Krueger counts as a monster because he is undead.
Okay. All right. I think that's enough for me too.
So you wouldn't count someone as a monster if they were just human?
Like, I wouldn't say Leatherface is a monster.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that Hannibal Lecter is a monster. I mean, metaphorically he is, yes, but the monster has to be some, and it could be some sort of, you know, previously human creature that's been, you know, transformed or whatever. But
right.
Would you say things from other planets are monsters?
I'll go ahead and say non-human aliens are acceptable.
Okay.
Non-human aliens.
Yeah. They have to be monstrous in some way. So, like, Bajorans. I would not consider Bajorans monsters.
Oh. That Kira, she's a monster.
I know. She got that broken...
In the sack.
She got that broken nose and that tight ass. Just turn her around and...
She has a broken nose?
Yeah. Turn her around and pretend she's a Beta Zed. No, Betazoid. Betazoid's a planet. Yeah, turn around and pretend your ass is a whole planet.
Her ass is a whole planet. Giggity-giggity.
Giggity-goo!
You know, I'm enough of a nerd that I felt a little bit ashamed for calling a Betazoid a Betazed.
You should be ashamed.
I know.
God damn you.
That is not a mistake I should make.
No.
You dirty motherfucker.
All right, well, I'm going to go disembowel myself and then hope that my wife is quick with the katana.
Well, as long as you got a plan.
Yep. All right, so I'll start this thing off.
Do it.
And actually, this is the first movie that came to mind when I was originally thinking about doing movies that scared the shit out of me. John Carpenter's The Thing.
That's funny. I only recently saw that.
Yeah?
What'd you think, Tim?
I saw it when I was much, much, much younger, and it scared the living shit out of me.
And then didn't you say it scared the shit out of your dad to the point where you had to, turn all the lights off in the hallway?
Yep, yeah, he watched it. It was just on network TV one night, and he would go into the next, he'd run into the next room and switch the light on, and then go back into the room that he was in previously and switch the light off and get back to that pool of light quickly.
This was your dad?
Yes.
And not when he was a kid.
No, he was an adult.
He was already born.
I don't know where, he was home alone, so I don't know where my mom was. But yeah, he was he was in his 20s, and he goes, I was watching it. It was really, really late at night. He goes, I was kind of tired, but and it was like every creak of the house of this big empty house. I was just like, nope, I'm gonna stay in the light. I'm safe in the light. And I've been doing that. Like I go down into my own fucking basement. I've lived here forever, 5 years or whatever. And yeah, my own fucking basement. I'm like, as I start up the stairs, I just become like convinced that there's something behind me, like 3 steps behind me, and I accelerate up the stairs.
And then you realize it's right in front of you, and you're fucking dead.
Yep. What a twist!
No one has directed a horror movie before.
No one's directed a porno. All right, everything behind her, get in front of her. Noah's just wearing a crazy hat. Change places!
I don't know why I would talk like that, but yes.
It was a Mad Hatter.
Because you're an artistic director.
Or the
Change
Mad Hatter.
Change places! Artistic people talk like this!
Or a Mad Hatter reference.
That was supposed to be Ed Wynn? Jesus Christ! Oh my lord!
You know I don't do fucking impressions? I even forget what the word is and just sit there quietly for half a second.
Wow. I'm going to go back and listen to this again when I edit the episode. Like, I mean, obviously I'm going to, but I got to
change places.
It sounded more like Mrs. Doubtfire without the accent.
Hello.
I hate you both. Someone give
me
a movie.
You gotta change places, don't you know? Life is for the living.
No? Nobody?
No.
Not even Noah, who hears that show pretty often?
Nope. Clearly not.
Hello?
Yeah. My stupid roommate emailed me.
You son of a bitch. I'm like, I know he's not fucking listening.
Yep.
He's not responding at all. You dick.
Life is for the living.
Fuck yeah, you, Dick.
Oh, okay.
There, okay, I got him. I thought I had my list yesterday, and then my computer crashed, and I had not saved it. And I was like, I know there was another good one on my list that I did not put back on it, and now I remembered it, and it's back on, and we're all good.
Hooray!
Oh, shit, now there are six.
What do I do? I don't know, but maybe one of you could list a movie so that Tim could get on his way to his wedding.
Alien!
All right. Alien.
That's my next monster movie.
Alien, the single?
Alien, the very first one.
I'm going to eat you up with my little mouth.
That was random.
Seth MacFarlane.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. It's, you know, it's scary. You don't want to fuck with aliens, and fucking Sigourney Weaver is badass.
Yep. She is. And she didn't look too bad in those little panties when she was getting out of the sleepy tubes.
The sleepy tubes.
Yeah.
Her and, what's her name, had surprisingly attractive bodies.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Boom. I know him like a book. All right, my turn? Or
yes,
do you have more
turn.
To say about aliens? Alien?
No, it was back to texting, so go ahead.
Douche. All right, so my first one, or my number five, as it were, is Monsters, Inc. That was the first thing I thought of when you said monster movies.
Oh, look at that.
I will accept it.
I should hope so. It is replete with monsters.
Yes, it is.
The title is Monsters. I was surprised at how much I liked that movie. I did not have high hopes going in.
Really? Is there a particular reason?
Nah, it just didn't. I'm like, this doesn't sound like a premise I really care about. Not as much as my expectations were really low for Finding Nemo, and then they were they really hit that one out of the park. Like Monsters, Inc., I was like, man, I mean, I'm sort of interested, but I just don't know how much I care. And then I was like, this is fucking funny and heartwarming, which I'm sure is a great review that Disney's going to want to put on the box.
Yep.
This is fucking funny and heartwarming. Tancast.com.
Yeah, I was a little worried that Billy Crystal was going to be, since he wasn't actually physically on screen, that he'd be kind of hamming it up a little too much.
And he was, but I thought it worked. I mean, there was a great deal of hamming.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fact that Frank Oz was in that movie. I was like, that's just randomly Frank Oz.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to fraternize with the victims of his evil plot.
Randall? good times.
Monsters, Inc. Rent it. Love it. See the prequel coming out. Monsters University coming in a few years.
Yep. Hopefully it'll be better than Cars 2.
Couldn't possibly not
be. There really is a prequel coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Monsters University. You get to see how they met in college.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Well, should be down with Mr. D23. Oh, wait. I mentioned it when I went to... You fucking asshole. You don't listen to me. Fuck you. You complain. I don't look at your links. I'm fucking talking to you. You don't pay attention.
Were you saying something, Tim?
I'm going to go comment on one of your links that says I don't care.
Comment on it and just say, fuck Noah. Fuck Noah in his fucking Noah face. Face fuck Noah. All right. Tremors. Hateful. Next up on my list.
I've never actually seen Tremors.
Oh, it's surprisingly good. It is better than a movie about giant worms eating people should be. Plus it has, the dad from Family Ties. Playing crazy.
It's going crazy comedy on my stuff. Yeah, I don't care.
Now fuck you both. You're not listening to me.
I was listening. Michael Gross. Oh, I don't know if you actually said his name, but
no,
the dad from Family Ties going fucking crazy.
Okay. I'm just in silence, and then I realize, oh, it's because Tim's up to mischief.
I'm writing I don't care on as many of Noah's status as possible. And the best part is some of them people have already commented on. And so they're just going to get, like, why is your friend Tim a dickhead? Especially Jeff has commented on quite a few.
That's a perfect way to get us new listeners, Tim. Because Noah can answer them with, well, you'll have to listen to the latest episode of Tangas to find out.
Oh, wait. Whoa, okay, never mind. I almost commented on somebody wishing him a happy birthday.
Do it!
No. Oh, dear. Oh. Noah commented on one of my posts. I do care. Oh, looks like he's going for more than one. He could go all the way.
You know, this is super excited, and I'm going to let you finish, but...
But?
Can we continue with the high five so you can...
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, at least this is entertainment.
Well, not... describe me. I don't know if it's entertaining.
Yeah,
I think it is.
It's entertainment for you, too.
Well, that's all I need. So, Tremor, like... what's the question I'm trying to ask? Is it, like, shitty good? Like, oh, is it good in an ironic way?
Like,
or
so,
is it good...
so bad it's good? No, like...
Right.
Like, it's actually good. Like there are some tense points. The creatures are... Well, they're giant worms, so it's kind of hard to fuck that up, I think. But, like, they seem dangerous.
I think it was better than it was meant to be.
Yes. I think it was kind of meant to be a bit B-movie, and I think it made it to B+. Plus, you know, Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Kevin Bacon. Oh, my.
I'm sure that movie allows you to connect Kevin Bacon to a lot of shitty B-list actors.
Well, it does put Fred Remo Williams... Remo? Reno? Remo. Right on 1 degree. Fred Remo Williams Ward. There we go. Full name.
Yes.
I suck at life and everything else.
All right. Well, that's
and he has
harsh.
Been in a ton of shitty movies, so I'm sure he gets everything connected right up to Kevin Bacon.
Wait, Fred Remo Williams, is that the guy that was in the movie, Remo?
No, Fred Ward is in the movie.
Oh, got it.
Remo gotcha. Williams is the only thing that I knew him from except for Tremors.
Gotcha.
Oh, I guess he was Joe Dirt's dad. But I literally can't think of anything else I've seen him in.
Tremors, The Player, Tremors 2, The Right Stuff.
Well, yeah, the Tremors series.
In Plain Sight, the TV series.
See?
Wow, Stallion. Anyways, I picked, for my second monster movie, Cloverfield.
I never saw that either.
I enjoyed it.
That's pretty good.
I enjoyed the kind of, you know, I mean, I think back then it was still kind of new way to film it. Like, you know, I'm filming it from one of the people's perspective. I mean, I'm sure someone did it before, but the whole, you know, handheld camera, I'm sure some people didn't like it, but I thought it was enjoyable and I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even quite mockumentary. It was more like they were kind of trying to go for, like, the cinema of the real or whatever.
And you got to see little bits and pieces of the monster. Then you finally got to see the monster.
Yeah, they did do the Jaws reveal. That was good. Where, like, takes like, a shitload of time before you see the shark. That's a good way to do monster films. Builds tension.
And then, I mean, when you see the monster, I mean, it's just kind of weird looking. I mean, it's not really scary or...
Yeah, well, it is fucking huge and weird.
Yeah.
Are you talking about my dick?
Yep.
Yep. That bump throws me off.
Yeah, it's like your dick's got a knuckle.
So yeah, that's my other monster movie.
Yeah, and I did like the fact that they had two sizes of monster. So they had the monster that was big enough to like knock down the city, but then also the little monsters that were small enough to chase you through the subways.
Yes, that fell off the big monster.
Yep.
All right, that was kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, it's shaking and shaking off other little monsters to come get me.
Yep.
Freaky.
Freaky deaky.
All right, Tim.
Next up in my random order, Godzilla versus King Kong.
Not bad.
Actually, it is, but I loved that movie as a kid. Like, if you watch that, this movie is fucking horrible.
Yeah, but it's Godzilla versus King Kong. It gets a pass.
Exactly. Like, for some reason, electricity makes King Kong stronger now. Like, it's never been established in King Kong lore up until that point. Mm-hmm. But now, like, if lightning strikes him, it's like spinach. I do remember hearing that there. Well, I remember as a kid they said that in Japan they made it look like Godzilla won, whereas in America they made it look like King Kong won. But then I remember, then I grew up later. Well, yes, I grew up. But I remember reading not too long ago that was actually not true, and the ending is the same on both of them.
I don't remember who won.
Godzilla disappears and King Kong swims away.
Ah.
And then you hear, in both versions, you hear Godzilla's roar just as it fades to black.
Ah.
And it sounds way better than that.
It's more like...
They're rebooting Godzilla, supposedly, next year.
Oh,
no.
Yes, they did. We had Matthew Broderick.
Yes,
it's
a no Matthew Broderick.
Exactly. The people were like, did you know? Sorry. The people were like, we want to make sure we honor the fans because we know, you know, what they like and yada, yada, yada. And I think they passed out some concept art for it at a Comic-Con either this year or last year. And, I mean, it basically looked like Godzilla just a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, dangerous?
Less like a dude in a big rubber suit.
Right. But, and it was art, so, I mean, there literally wasn't a dude in the suit in there. But, I mean, it essentially looked like Godzilla. But apparently Roland Emmerich or Devlin... Roland... whoever, the two people who made Independence Day who also made Godzilla...
Uh-huh.
They did not like the idea of Godzilla. The only reason they made it is because they heard they could do whatever they wanted with it. I'm like, well, then fuck you. Don't make this movie.
Yep.
What's wrong with people?
I love that their Godzilla has been, like, wrapped up into the Japanese Godzilla series. And, like, the first Godzilla movie after that, it, like, that one shows up and, like, somebody calls it Godzilla and someone else corrects them. And then real Godzilla shows up and beats the shit out of it.
No shit! There's a movie where that happens?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wait, say that again?
So the fake Godzilla, the shitty Godzilla from the 90s, the Matthew Broderick Godzilla,
right,
has been, and I can't remember what I think they just call it Zilla or something like that, but it's been incorporated into the Japanese Godzilla series, and
interesting.
Like real Godzilla, like it shows up and starts wreaking some havoc, and like real Godzilla shows up and fucks it up, apparently.
So they're continuing that series right now?
Yeah, there have been a bunch of Godzilla movies. Like, there was a Godzilla 2000 or something like that was, like, a decade ago.
I do remember that. Maybe a lot of them don't come over here.
Yeah, that one actually got brought over to the States.
I was reading about it.
From reading about them. I haven't actually seen them.
Okay, because I was reading about it, I thought, okay, well, there's one in 2003. I think it's the most recent Godzilla I see. Oh, wait. Nope, that's something called Grizzly Rage.
I see one in 2004 called Godzilla Final Wars.
Yeah, that may have been the one.
Oh, yes, there it is. I see that as well. Anyway.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. In this thing of monster movies on Wikipedia, they have, like, monster movies listed, and they have a bunch of Godzillas listed together, and the 1998 Godzilla, they also, like, they'll list the movie, the year, and then what's the monster in the movie. Sometimes they don't, but for most of them they do. And for Godzilla 1998, they list it simply as Zilla.
Nice.
As in, that's not Godzilla.
It's not.
Yeah, suck it, Roland Emmerich, who is still doing better than me.
He just came out with a new movie.
Fuck him. I hope it sucks.
What was the name of it?
I hope people get so angry that they rape his grandmother. Please don't rape his grandmother.
Oh, it's the Anonymous. The one about where they were saying Shakespeare didn't actually write the stories that he's credited for.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Too bad. That sounded interesting. Now
like
I can't see
write
it.
A word. Yep.
You know, well, it's funny, I was actually just listening to an interview with him while he was talking about how he's been kind of like, people don't give him enough credit, even though he's done, like, you know, he made Independence Day.
Yeah, but people don't really like Independence Day when they stop and think about it.
Yeah, it's like Independence Day, when you watch it in the theater.
But that movie was huge.
Yeah, when you watch it in the theater, that movie was fucking awesome. But when you think too hard about it, you're like, you know what? Like, every other War of the Worlds remake has been better than this.
You know who really should get the credit for the success of Independence Day? Not Roland Emmerich. Whoever cut the trailer.
Yeah.
That movie was all about the advertising. Same with the success of Godzilla. Like, it was, you know, like, all those ads were like, his eye is as big as this sign.
Yep.
His foot is as big as this bus. His dick is as big as Liam Neeson's.
You know, I think, listening to the interview, I think you're shortchanging him. I think he deserves more credit than he gets. Like, he's the one that picked Will Smith to be in the movie, which I think was a good choice.
Yeah, he's also the one that went, well, we can do little tiny gray alien, or we can do big scary monster alien. Well, I can't decide. Just stick the little one inside the big one, and we'll call it a day.
All right, that doesn't really bother me.
All right.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me either. I'm surprised Annie had that much venom when talking about it. Yeah, fuck Will Smith. Listen to this.
Listen to this bullshit he did. he took a little alien, fucking stuck him in a big alien. You believe that shit?
He
like
calls
some
it a turducken.
Bullshit intergalactic Matryoshka doll. Yeah.
I
had to get in there before we got off topic. I was like, oh, I got to throw a Matryoshka in there.
Yeah, I went turducken. You win, though.
He did Stargate? What did you think of Stargate, Andy?
Stargate was okay. I actually like the Stargate series better than the Stargate movie. Let's see here. 13th Floor. 13th Floor was decent.
You don't think he directed 13th Floor?
Yep.
I do not see that on IMDb.
Oh, wait. Maybe he wrote it.
Or how about The Day After Tomorrow?
Or he produced it. That's what it was.
That movie was okay.
Hmm.
2012, I heard, was not good, and I did not see it. So.
That movie was shit. I watched that movie because I couldn't fall asleep, and I wish I'd had just insomnia staring at the ceiling back.
Well, you can take that review to the bank, because Andy is notoriously easy to please when it comes to movies. He's like, you know, whatever, let that plot go.
You know what? Put a little alien, big alien. I don't give a shit.
I was going to say, I actually remember, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page, and I remember liking Eight-Legged Freaks. I clicked through. He didn't direct it. He just produced it.
Like, it's okay. Have the jets be the wrong color in Air Force One. That won't make me piss on the entire movie. they shot out blue. They should have shot out red.
did Andy say that?
Yeah. Not on Tancast, but yeah, that was one of his that was his first criticism when I asked him why he hated that movie. I was like, fucking, that's where you're starting?
No, it was... I complained about the CGI, that the CGI was shit.
No, you complained about the jets. Then you complained that the MiGs...
You're a jet all the way!
You complained that the MiGs looked like F-18s and they weren't supposed to, and then you complained about the jet crash, and then you complained about the pressurized cabin not destroying the plane.
Or at least causing problem for the people inside. I also complained about the fact that they gave away one of the last lines in the movie...
In the trailer, yes, in the trailer. Yes.
Should we continue on our list? We got cuts.
We should.
Right?
Yes.
I think it's so back to Andy, right? You're doing number three?
Oh, I also saw 10,000 BC. Did he direct that one? Because that one was shit. He did.
Yeah,
it
he did direct
shit.
That one.
No, Roland Emmerich, you do not get too little credit. You get exactly the right credit.
All right. I guess Noah and Andy will agree to disagree on that one.
All right. In the vein of Godzilla versus King Kong, I'm going to go ahead and toss King Kong in.
Okay, I thought you were going to go with my number two.
All right. No, I went back and forth, the classic King Kong and the Peter Jackson one. I'm actually going to go with the Peter Jackson one.
Really? That shit was so fucking long. And so long before you sing King Kong. I remember I did a joke about this for a while. I was like, isn't there a fucking monkey in this movie? We've been here an hour.
And you know what they did? They took a fucking big ape and stuck a little ape in fucking side of him. You believe that shit?
No, they didn't. They got Gollum to play King Kong, and that was fucking genius. I was at... When King Kong... at the end of the movie, when the movie was over, I was very sad.
Because it was
I
over?
We know how it ends.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess everybody should know how it ends, because the original was... You know, only out as long as our grandparents have been alive. So when King Kong dies at the end, I was sad.
Oh, I remember another joke I had was that this lady who was in it, I can't remember her name, was also in The Ring. In that movie, you put in the videotape and then 7 days later you die. Whereas in King Kong, you go to the movie and 7 days later, it's fucking over. Jesus Christ! It's a long movie! Get to the goddamn monkey!
Wow, Tim, that's a lot of venom.
I'm surprised Andy hasn't corrected me that it's an ape yet.
I'd have to correct so many other things. I'm just going to let this one go.
I mean, once the monkey did show up, it was fine, but jiminy Christmas, let's get to the monkey.
You know, I feel the same way with the way a lot of pornos start.
It was like the Lord of the Monkeys.
Yeah, or it was like, Jesus Christ, get to the pussy!
It was like fucking Frodo and Gandalf did this journey to get to the fucking monkey that took two movies. See, it's because it's Peter Jackson who directed it.
My hate.
I'm not afraid to show my hate for something that Andy likes after just complaining that he hated on something that I liked. I can call for Andy. You can just like things and I can like different things. We don't have to be at odds about it. Fuck the thing you like.
You suck for liking it. I hate you.
It's kind of funny how like personal we take like our likes, like if someone like likes what that something you don't like, you're like, fuck you, you're a fucking idiot. like really, like really gotta go there, like can't they just like something? Like it's all right, they can like it, you can like it, or I can go on spinning.
Look, someone had to buy Nickelback's album. It's gonna be your friend. I'm sorry.
Or how they equate, like, you, like, oh, I liked, the King, the Godzilla remake. I'm fucking, you are what's wrong with this world. Like,
No. If somebody actually liked the Godzilla remake, they are what is wrong with this world.
Oh, Andy.
They are the reason that movies like that get made.
Oh, Andy. Stop it.
And Andy, that proves my point.
Any more to say about King Kong?
Nope.
On to Noah.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nice.
That movie scared the fucking shit out of me when I was a kid.
Yep.
I remember I was watching, I can't remember which one it was, but it's like this girl sitting there in class, and all of a sudden she sees like her dead friend covered in plastic and blood, and oh, that fucking freaked me the fuck out. Like one of her friends had already been killed by Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, he can get your dreams. Like, that's fucked up. We all mm-hmm. gotta sleep.
That's the worst part of it, especially when I was a kid. Like, everybody's gotta sleep, but that's where Freddy kills you.
So you can't sleep, but eventually you will fall asleep, and you're not gonna know you're sleeping.
I can not go to Camp Crystal Lake. I can stay out of Transylvania. Uh-huh. I can, I'm already not having premarital sex. I am set to go for most of these movies.
but
I
have
to sleep. I'm tired.
I got a baby.
I remember, I hadn't even seen the movies yet because I was a big horror wuss when I was a kid. Like, I would not see anything. I'd be in the video store and I would, hang on, let me repeat that without moving the mic. I was in the video store and, I would look at the boxes. Just the back of the box, there was a shot of a guy, his back was to the camera and Freddy was slashing down his back. I don't remember which one this was either. And that fucked me up enough that I, to this day, seldom sleep with a shirt off.
Really?
Wow.
Like, that's going to stop Freddy Krueger's claws from getting through. Like, that. See that guy's mistake? No shirt.
No shirt. It'd be easier. I fucking got this shirt. This shirt's like fucking steel and shit. Fucking titanium.
That's why I wear these Superman shirts.
That is so funny.
So, of all the movies we've gone through so far, other than The Thing, that's the first one that was going to be on my movies that scared the shit out of me list.
Ah. Well, there you go. All right. My turn?
Yep.
Young Frankenstein.
That was on my list, too. I will cross it off.
Old Frankenstein.
What?
Old Frankenstein.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Put it on your ring!
Now, listen to me very carefully. Put the candle back.
Put the candle back. No matter what I say, do not come in. Do not come in and get me. Let me out of here, you son of a bitch, bastards! Mommy! Ah, Gene Wilder, comedic genius. Mel Brooks at the height of his goodness.
Uh huh.
I was just Film Sack when they were saying that neither Spaceballs nor Robin Hood, Men in Tights were good movies. Maybe not. I still like them both.
Me too.
Is Gene Wilder still alive?
I think so.
Okay.
I remember him being none too pleased about the remake of Chocolate Factory, but that's still a few years ago at this point.
He's laying very low.
I don't think he's in the greatest of health.
Yeah. I was aware of that.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, is he still alive?
Anyway, Young Frankenstein. Love it. Comedy. Monster. Yes.
Fair enough. Next on my list, The Fly.
You cocksucker.
Wait,
which one?
Oh, the Jeff Goldblum one.
You cocksucker.
Sorry, yeah, I know it was a remake.
I should have put that higher on my list.
Reinterpretation.
I've never made it all the way through that. I watched it as a kid, and I was like, fuck. Oh, it was when he's in front of a mirror, and I think he's grabbing his fingernail, and it squirts on the mirror
uh-huh.
and as he's pulling it out. And I was like, goodbye.
Oh, it gets so much worse after that. So much worse.
So apparently, I think this is true. Like, I think there's a scene where he opens up the medicine cabinet with all his body parts in it. I think you see his penis in there.
I don't remember seeing his penis. I do remember the Museum of Brundle in his medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm pretty sure his penis is in there.
That's all right.
Or something horrible. That looks like his penis. So there you go. It's
kind of horrible.
All right, Noah, what you got?
All right, I got, since you just snaked mine, Gremlins.
Oh, you bastard.
Awesome. I got you, motherfucker.
Turnabout is foreplay.
No, they literally, on my list, went Young Frankenstein, The Fly, and Gremlins.
I should have dug into my alternates then. Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
Like, it was kind of like a fun kind of, well, not fun, but it wasn't exactly horror, but those fucking things were frightening.
Yeah, I saw it back to back with Ghostbusters, and I was like, and my mom says that I had nightmares afterwards, which I don't doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, Ghostbusters is so much fun, and then these are evil.
They will fucking kill you.
They explode in the microwave.
Now, daylight kills them, correct?
Bright light kills them.
Bright light.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be from the sun.
Oh, it doesn't?
I'm fairly certain.
I thought they killed them with the sun, though.
That may. Yeah, well, there's a few lights brighter than the sun.
Right, right. I thought they didn't like bright light, but for some reason I thought sunlight was the only thing that killed them. Well, either way, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good movie. It was scary. Those things were fucking frightening. Like, they would just, fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gremlins 2, not the same level of darkness as Gremlins.
No.
Oh, is that the one where they had, like, the cross-dressing gremlin and...
Yeah, it was done sort of like a tongue-in-cheek, almost parody, almost send-up of the original Gremlins.
Yeah.
Tim, I looked it up, and yes. Brundle does keep his penis in a jar in the medicine cabinet.
Okay. So, my next one, Freddy versus Jason.
Not bad.
I believe... Did we all see that together?
Yes, we did.
I like that movie. The Jay from Jay and Silent Bob stand-in. Like, clearly that's who this guy is supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, I enjoy it. It was fun. It was mostly fun. It was hardly scary at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Granted, I was older.
It seemed to be more of a romp and less of a... Like, there was blood and guts and everything, but it didn't fuck with your head the way the first Nightmare did.
Right. Good times.
I enjoyed it as well. It was a... solid movie. They were talking about doing a Freddy versus Jason versus Ash, which I would like to see.
Yeah, I would see that.
But then they rebooted both franchises, so I don't know if they're going to do it now.
Hmm. Sadness. You know, I still haven't seen that new Freddy one.
Nor I. I did see the new Friday the 13th.
I remember the Jason X. That was a decent one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well.
That was Jason in space, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting
concept. But it knew, like, okay, we're in space, we've passed the point where we can take ourselves seriously.
Yep.
But we'll throw in some homages to the original movies that, you know, will make it like, oh, hey, classy.
Yeah, I love that he wound up on that holodeck just bashing the girls against the tree.
The tree.
Like the
and that black guy goes, it'll take more than that to kill me. And then, yeah, I think he gets stabbed. He goes, that'll do it.
Yep.
Good one.
It's going to take more than a little poke in the guts to kill me.
That ought to do it.
That ought to do it.
Andy, number two, hit it.
Wait, this is not number five? Isn't this number two?
Tim's counting down. I wasn't counting in any specific direction.
Well, just irregardless of yes, we have this one and another one still. Oh,
yes.
No. Number one. Andy, number one, hit it.
Oh, well, yeah, it is right. Hellboy 2.
I almost went with the Hellboy. I decided not to because I didn't like those movies that much.
And I picked Hellboy 2 instead of Hellboy because that movie is chock fucking full of monsters.
Just like my nightmares.
Like, and it's like you're watching the movie in the foreground and it's almost like a street scene, but like just monsters in the background going about their business. Like there's no attention called to them. They're not, and like, you know, completely different designs from each other. It's not just like, you know, they took one rubber mask and stuck it on a bunch of extras. Like, they took a lot of time to create a world full of monsters for that movie. And I really liked that.
You said Hellboy 2?
Hellboy 2.
And my favorite scene is, Can't Smile Without You.
Yes.
I can't smile without you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. My dad loved that scene, too.
All right.
All right. So, there's mine. Noah?
I did a quick addition here real quick, because I just kind of thought of it, and... You guys, it stole some mind, but Evil Dead 2.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys ever saw the first Evil Dead, but it was funny. It was like a serious like core movie.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
And that one actually kind of freaked me out when I first saw it. And Bruce Campbell was apparently... Now, is Evil Dead 2 a remake of Evil Dead?
Yeah, it's kind of supposed to be like it's the same guy, but like a different world sort of situation. So it's not like a direct sequel. Because you'd think he would remember crazy shit like that happening to him.
Yeah, and like, why would he go back?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was kind of scary, but it was very funny as well. And yeah, and that led to Army of Darkness.
All good things.
All good things.
Up and down, around, circular. All good things.
A little, whatchamacallit? Happy Gilmore quote.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Bringing him back.
I like it.
Back to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So my number one, I'm going with Jurassic Park.
Interesting.
I was thinking, I'm like, I know there's a movie that has monsters in it, like, you know, big things that people are running from, and I remember liking it, and it wasn't coming to me, and then I looked on Wikipedia, and it hit Jurassic Park. I'm like, dinosaurs do count as monsters.
Yeah.
Done and done.
Now, would any other animal count as a monster?
Well, I mean, King Kong's just a gigantic ape, so.
Any other man that is just a gigantic monster that existed?
I would consider Jaws a monster movie.
Yeah, right. I almost went with Jaws.
All right, fair enough.
Piranha, I would say, could be considered a monster movie.
Yeah, because it's...
Except they don't actually act that way.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why.
Well, sharks don't actually act the way they do
in
Jaws.
Well, sure. I mean, I guess... Well, we don't know exactly how dinosaurs acted, but...
We do know there are no dinosaurs.
Right.
Currently living.
Boom. Dynamite. There it went. But, like, I remember Sam Jackson's in that movie. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's true.
I love me... Wait. You say Jurassic Park, the first one, or
yeah, the first
Samuel
one.
Samuel Jackson, the first one.
Yep,
he was.
Oh, for some reason,
hold on to your butts.
Oh yeah, Newman.
Newman.
Yes,
he was Newman's boss.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was also the first real use of like a lot of like full on CGI characters who ran around a lot and looked photoreal.
Uh huh.
Very impressive. Also, Stan Winston's huge life-size dinosaur puppets that he made, basically.
Yeah, the T-Rex that was, like, tons and tons of steel.
And then apparently the rain just kept soaking it and making it heavier and heavier because, like, the scene was shot during rain. And, like...
I love the videos, the outtakes that they have of it, just, like, shuddering because the hydraulics can't push it around anymore. So it just looks cold.
I don't particularly care for any of the sequels of Jurassic Park, but I really like the first one, and I also like the ride at Universal.
All right.
There you go. Wrap it up, put it in a bow, shove it under the tree.
Yep.
Excellent. Do you have any honorable mentions, Andy?
I do. I had Slither, Pitch Black, and Bubba Ho-Tep.
Slither was not a bad movie.
I don't know that I saw Slither. Or I even know what it is. I know I didn't see it. I don't know why.
It had Nathan Fillion in it, right?
Yes, oh. It also had... Michael Rooker.
Is he the guy from Mallrats?
Yep.
Yes.
And Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
And Tombstone.
That movie was fucked up, Henry.
All right.
So was Mallrats.
That shit was fucked up.
The only honorable mention I have that wasn't mentioned already is The Blob, the remake.
Ah, Blobalicious.
I remember seeing it. I remember, like, liking it. Like, I was like, that was a decent movie.
Okay. Scary?
Yeah. I mean, the thing that could just jump on you and, like, dissolve you like that, that's frightening.
Yeah.
Which one? Because I was looking for... there was a cracked Photoshop contest where you had to do make Disney movies into, like, gritty reboots, and I was trying to do Flubber as one of those, like, you know, just as one of those gelatinous things that just comes and kills you. And I can't remember... It wasn't the thing. The stuff. But, yeah, I think it was The Blob, the remake of The Blob that I used the poster for. And I just tinted it green... And
do you remember the movie This Stuff?
I remember seeing trailers for it. I never actually saw it, but it was one of the ones I looked up. It's like yogurt that eats you from the inside, right?
It mind controls you.
But then it eats you from the inside, though, doesn't it?
I don't remember that part. I just remember like the kid like realizing what's going on and like not wanting to eat the stuff. So he like I think he put like shaving cream or something in a cup and was like, I'm eating this stuff. It's delicious.
Ugh. Oh, so my honorable mentions. The Incredible Hulk, the Edward Norton version.
All right.
Teen Wolf. I'm pretty sure if I saw it again, I wouldn't like it as much, but I remember liking it as a kid. Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And Galaxy Quest for that rock monster.
Rock. Rock. Rock.
It's the little things in life you treasure. If you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, especially if you are in any way a Star Trek fan, you need to. Go rent it right now.
Oh,
stop
yeah.
listening to this podcast because it's almost over anyway.
I'm not even a huge Star Trek fan. I think it's like it's pretty funny just on its own.
But if you are a Star Trek fan, like you get it on so many more levels.
Oh,
and
yeah.
like like they really like they managed to make fun of it but still pay homage to it, and even like they brought the fans into it, where like the fan, like, you know, Trekkies were essentially part of how, like, what saved the day for the, you know, the Star Trek analogs in the movie. All good.
Tim, by the way, you were right. The stuff does consume you from the inside.
Suck my dick!
Sam Rockwell, I think that was kind of like a launching pad for him. Fucking hilarious in that movie.
Yes.
That was the first thing I saw him, or that I remember seeing him in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they usually do little stuff, but fucking, oh, he was so funny. Tony Shalhoub was funny in that movie.
You have a last name. Do I? Do I?
I like, you know, he's like, because I was thinking, you know, I should go on the ship, I'll be safe on the ship, but now I don't think I should stay on the ship. Fucking hilarious. Oh. I mean, I wish he kind of plays weird, quirky roles. I wish he would kind of go to more comedy, because he was so good. Anyways.
He was good. That's the end of that high five. Hooray! I mean, ooh, scary.
Ooh, Halloween Blair. I don't know if they were really that scary.
Scary! Yeah, I made a conscientious effort to that a lot of mine weren't scary.
I noticed that.
Because I don't do what society says. I do what Tim says.
I remember Tim was saying, like, he's got to sleep with a shirt on. That's never happened to me, but, like, I remember when I was younger, I would see something kind of in a shape in my room, and I had to get up and turn light and kind of destroy whatever its shape was making, because I'm all, that shape is fucking freaking me out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me as well.
I cannot handle
that. That looks like a dude. That can't be looking like a dude. I'm sorry, Mickey Mouse. You have to be shivved over to the side, and you can't be near these pants. Yep.
Looks like you hold the axe. It's going to happen.
And I would often have to close the closet, because I'm like, something's in there. I don't know.
That door, it can't work a door handle. So if I close it, it'll be cool.
It could tear me limb from limb, but it can't open a closet.
All right. Wow, this one went long.
Thank you. That's what she said. Yep. I'm glad we kept it short so I can get to this wedding on time.
Yep.
Assholes.
Have a week.
You're doing it.
Right in the face.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Is someone earning extra lives in the background?
Yep. It's me.
Calm down, Mario. Hit the bricks on your own time.
Bing, bing, bing. All right.
Fucking Noah.
Why fucking Noah?
Because I was like, why have we slowed to a stall on Noah's entry here? It's because Noah was busy looking at shit on the internet.
Of course. Oh,
it's
hang
funny,
on,
like,
hang on, Noah. Noah.
Yes.
Hey, Drew. Come here.
Happy birthday to Noah. Give it.
Come on, Tim. That was kind of adorable.
I was. There's no kind of about it. That was
happy
adorable.
Happy birthday to Uncle Noah. Happy birthday to Uncle Noah.
You say Uncle Noah, but he's not saying very clearly.
Oh.
Thank you, Drew.
He lost interest in the song. He's like, and whatever. You know,
yeah,
it's
that's
your fucking
it. I'm
birthday.
Done.
I'm
that was
done.
Very good.
You get the idea, right? Do I get a cookie or what?
Birthday, blah, blah, blah.
Cake. Where is my cake? I was promised if I sing, I get cake.
He's back out of the office. Your old daddy and Uncle Noah and Uncle Tim.
Awesome.
Okay.